Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Job wanted God to be near, so he could plead his cause. Quote, I would present my case before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. Would he contend with me in his great power? No, but he would take note of me. There the upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Job 23, verses 4 to 7. An unbeliever said to me, I'm not afraid of God. I responded, I'm not afraid of black mambas either, as long as they're in Africa. Wait till you meet him. And that's what hit Job next. Quote, but he is unique. And who can make him change? And whatever his soul desires, that he does. For he performs what is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore I am terrified at his presence. When I consider this, I'm afraid of him. For God made my heart weak, and the Almighty terrifies me. Verses 13 to 16. Yes, God is unique. He's not like one of us. And he's perfect. So no, quote, change is needed in him. He's also independent of all outside influences and does his will. He's not a God of whims and fancies. There is a one-to-one correspondence between what he appoints and what he performs. So what exactly did Job initially think would happen at his court case? Would God change his character, change his mind, change his will, change his plans for him? Job was terrified by the thought. How could he plead for a change in his circumstances? He felt like a flea facing an oncoming locomotive. But God's changelessness should instead be a great comfort. Quote, I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed. Malachi 3:6. His character can't be inconsistent. His will can't be thwarted. His plans can't be defeated. So his people won't be disappointed. That's the very reason you can always count on God.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.